Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Of course.
Go.
And that's it. Go. Now, let's do this.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Put my mic on!
And what's going on, everybody? Happy WrestlePro week, happy WrestleCon week, happy WrestleMania week, happy Wrestle everything else week, because that seems to be the trend. It is WrestleMania week. It is the greatest week of professional wrestling of the year. And it goes from, you know, and I've heard this from plenty of podcasters and professionals, but it goes from Monday to Monday. Starts on Raw, that just happened last night as I record this, and ends at the Monday after Raw, which right after I'm done recording, I am going to watch that WWE 24 series thing with the Monday after WrestleMania, which is, again, if you've never been, my God, like, I've been to one, and I was at the one where I went to the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania 29, and I was there, and I saw Ziggler cash in on Del Rio, and the place just erupted. I mean, sometimes, I think the Raw crowd after WrestleMania is great. I think they do take the show hostage. I do. I truly believe that, and I think it's cool. But I'm kind of getting sick, and I think I'm not alone here. But I'm kind of over the crowds with the CM Punk chants. I don't know. Like, it's just annoying. It makes no sense. The guy's gone. He quit. He's never coming back. Get over it. Like, yeah, maybe he'll come back, like, down the road. Fine. But, like, come on, man. Like, it's annoying. Like, and you're doing it during, like, the wrong segments. Like, I can get behind a boring match and the crowd is bored and restless and all of a sudden it's time to just chant something, you know? I got my destruction chant in at the Meadowlands when it was like Alicia Fox versus somebody. I forget who, because we were so concerned on how loud we can be. But, you know, it was during a Rollins and Triple H segment. Like, CM Punk trend? Like, come on, man. Like, it's just, it gets annoying. But welcome, everybody. I am Dave Destruction Sturcio, episode 13 of Destruction 101, or Podcast 101, as Pat puts it on his podcast. I can't thank him enough, though. Him and Ryback always have nice things to say. He put my podcast over 2 weeks in a row now, which is incredible. It always helps me reach out to fans that I don't know. So thank you, Pat. But yeah, episode 13, WrestleMania week. It's our WrestleCon go-home show, okay? There's nothing better than a go-home show. And tonight, as I record this, the SmackDown go-home show will happen. Everybody's telling me this. My best friend, you know, one of my best friends, Evan, who was featured on my last podcast in our drunk rants, he tells me all the time that SmackDown is the better episode. And then, like, I talk to Brian Myers, Kurt Hawkins on the regular, and you would think that I'm just going to tune in all the time to look for him. And I do. You know, I embrace all his roles. I think his roles are really cool. And to see him on TV is from a different transition from seeing him in the hallways at the Raw Way Rec Center. So it's actually really funny. But I think what I do is I burn myself out in 3 hours on a Monday. So for me to do another two, that's 5 hours of wrestling in 2 days. And then Wednesday comes and everybody's like, hey, did you see NXT? Like, no, man, I didn't see NXT. Because I can't do another 2 hours or whatever their show is. And then Thursdays, now I'm going to start watching Impact. Because my friends are on there, and that's the truth. I'm going to try to give them a chance. I think creatively they might go a different direction, and then a lot of guys will be featured. And you saw Mario and Fala and Kevin, who just signed his 2-year deal with Impact Wrestling. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fresh faces over there. So it's like, it's refreshing for professional wrestling. It's perfect. So it's just a lot of wrestling. Sometimes you get burnt out. But I think on this week in particular, you can't get burnt out. Like, it's one of those things where wrestling is all around you at all times, and I think it's incredible, and I'm really, really excited about the week ahead. And as I record this, you know, my alarm is set for 12 hours from now. So it's 4:15 in the afternoon. I'm getting up ass early tomorrow morning, and I am booking a flight. Well, not booking a flight. The flight's booked. I am getting on an airplane to go to Orlando. Now, the last we spoke, we were talking about Spirit Airlines. And this is the story, straight up, and I can't make this up. So this past Saturday morning, it was 5 years. That Friday, it was 5 years since my grandma, Rose, had passed away. And she was like my lifeline. If I could dedicate a whole podcast to her and our memories, I would. So we all together as a family go up to the cemetery where she's buried. And we all meet at around 11 o'clock in the morning. My whole family's there. Cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody. My godfather, my godmother. Everybody. So, you know, we say our respects. And every time I go to see my grandma lately, and it's been a little while, so I'm kind of like mad at myself. Every time I've gone to see my grandma, I leave something with her. Knowing that it's not going to like make it, or you know what I mean? Like if you leave something on the gravestone, the headstone thing, you know it's not going to be there when you get back the next time. So I typically bury something usually. I always kind of go looking for it. Like last time I was there, just like a fingernail's worth of like burial. You know what I mean? I'm not fucking coming up there with a fucking like a shovel, like Undertaker and shit. But no, like last time I left a piece of the Dallas Cowboy field turf, and which I ripped up myself when we did the tour. I've done that every time I've been there, and I still have some left in my wallet. I use it as good luck, along with a picture of my grandma. So if you ever want to know what she looks like, just tell me to open up my wallet, and there she is. And then one time, since I knew I wasn't wrestling anymore, I took... which, you know, I could be made fun of by Justin Carino and a couple other select others that I wore the MMA type style gloves, you know, doing my best Ryback and Lesnar impression. But anyway, on the gloves itself, I had her initials stitched on my left arm, on my left glove, and my best friend John's initials on my right. So I actually ripped off the thing where, like, the piece of the glove that was... had her initials on it, and I buried it right next to her. I know I'm off topic. Anyway, so we all go out to the... We were supposed to go to the diner, the Arlington Diner in Kearney. And it's like one of my favorite places to be as a kid. And they wouldn't hold a table for 14 people. So they kind of lost business, which is whatever. I don't think it's that great a business practice, to be honest with you. But, and I'll have you know that I've been doing this podcast for a couple minutes now with my cat just fucking gnawing at my foot with a sock on, and it's like, I'm trying, I'm muscling through. He's being such a piece of shit right now. Dude, enough, man. Like, for real. So we're there. We go to an Italian restaurant right next door. Used to be called Benzi. I actually forgot what it's called now. So we walk in there. No lie. So there's obviously a table set up for 14 people. So we all sat down. And, you know, I'm telling all my family about the upcoming events, and some of them are proud. Some of them are looking at me like, you're crazy, but, it's all good. And, I sit down, and there's like this family behind me of like older people. I want to say like in their 50s, 60s, whatever. And they're talking, and I sit down, and the first sentence I hear that registers in my ear is, I will never fly Spirit Airlines again. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, Graham, if that's not a sign from you, I don't know what it is. So I canceled. I got home. I was panicking. I canceled my $130 flight to no refund. You know, they gave me a song and dance at how there's no refunds issued, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? To like save the headache, I was like, you know, fuck you. Like, all right, I'm done. So Spirit Airlines, you will not getting my service, my business ever. Unless I'm in an emergency situation and I have no cash or limit on my credit cards. So I took a little money out of savings to book a new flight. In which I've booked the same flight as Chris Payne, Anthony Bowens, Sean Donovan. Coach D is actually on our flight. I think there was somebody else. I'm not sure. Don't know. But our suite down in Orlando is me, Donovan, Coach D, Bowens. No, Coach D is not in our fucking room. What am I? Why am I even saying that? There's no shot. The only older elder in our room is Dan Moff, and I'm scared out of my mind for that because he's just been an angry motherfucker for like the last couple days, and it's probably just the rage and the buildup of this whole big event. And I know he's excited to go. Him and Monster Mac are taking on Justin and Dustin, the Heavenly Bodies. But anyway, I land. We take off tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So as you're listening to this, I'm probably already fucking face down in a gutter somewhere. But we get down there around 11 o'clock in the morning. And then it's off to the races. I mean, we have my free time is probably going to be from when we land to probably the following day around, I don't know, 2. So we have quite some time to get down to business pretty easily and pretty quickly. Obviously, if they're wrestling, you know, they don't want to go nuts. Me, not wrestling. All I need is my voice and my brain to be functioning. So maybe I'll have a couple more extra Miami Vices as I'm in the pool. Saw a picture of the poolside. Holy shit, man. Like, that's a bar in our resort. Like, it is a resort. Legit resort. I'm wondering if you never have to leave the resort. Like, if you're just an actual tourist and you're not going to WrestleMania and you just book a room there. Seems like that nice of a place to just kind of stick around and hang around and not leave. But anyway, yeah. So, yeah, the pool bar has got a jacuzzi. It's got fucking, we got a suite. So, it's like there's bunk beds and shit. So, of course, I pulled the Tommy, the black sheep, and I got dibs on top. You know, like, but I'm actually going to try to grab the first bed I see and not try to fucking involve myself with anybody above me. Like, can you imagine, like, me on the bottom bunk and, like, Fala, who is also staying with us, Fala, on the top bunk? Like, my life is in danger. I don't know if anybody else realizes that, but all it takes is just a little, like a shift of momentum, and it's just, he fucking squashes me for life, and it's no more. So, I'm really, really excited about this week. I think that the camaraderie between the boys, just the fans everywhere. I talked to Dave LaGreca of Sirius Busted Open. I'm going to go see him at his bar. He's hosting a live show on Saturday. Saturday is going to be tricky for me. I mean, I'm working with Ryback Friday and Saturday. I told Pat that I had the podcast thing at 2. I believed I moved it to 3. Now I'm hearing that the convention is till 3. So now I'm hoping to God. And I sent a message over to the podcast movement on Twitter. And I said, you know, where are you guys going to be located? Like, I'm going to be in a time crunch. Even if I were to get there 15 minutes late, you only get an hour slot anyway, and usually my podcasts are an hour long, so I'm not really worried about it. And in the event that I get somehow screwed over on time and I just can't make it, I mean, it's not the end of the world. You know, like, my voice will be hitting the airwaves regardless for the next whatever amount of weeks. You know, I think it would be amazing if I had, you know, a show down there, and it would just be a lot of fun, and, you know, we get that. But at the same time, if it's going to screw around with my scheduling, I'm not dealing with it, you know? So Wednesday we're down there. Thursday's our show. Friday, from 10 to 3, I'm with Ryback at the convention. And, you know, so he'll take care of me there, and I'll just be hanging out there. Friday after that is where we have more free time. I plan on meeting up with my ass kicker from Boston. We've discussed this over time. You know, I've made mention about her, I think it was a couple weeks ago, maybe even a week ago. I forget. My fucking memory is so shot. It's ridiculous. But anyway, it just so happens that I'm going to know a couple people, her being one of them. Haven't seen her in fucking 3-4 years. So a nice little, a reunion of sorts. She can teach me all about CrossFit because I can't do it. And I know she's good at it, really good at it. I see all pictures over the weekend and, like, just her lifting the fucking weights things. And then she shows me pictures of, like, her shins just bashed to Christ. And I'm like, I can barely run a lap around a gym. You know what I mean? Like, holy shit. I mean, I got endurance, but that CrossFit stuff, again, something I never adapted or adopted into my lifestyle. But it's like a fucking cult in a good way. Not like, you know what I mean? Like, any kind of exercise that you're dedicated to is great. I'm really looking forward to that. Saturday is working with Ryback. Friday night, I'm going to assume that there's going to be wrestling around. I saw that the WrestleCon Super Show is on Friday night, so I'm sure all the boys are going to want to do that. So if I'm drunk and willing, I'll do it. And don't know what's going to happen Friday afternoon. I don't know if I'm just going to eat or I'm just going to drink or whatever the case, but we'll see what kind of shape I'm in Friday night. Saturday, obviously, I'm with Ryback again. The podcast, hopefully, to happen. I found out that my buddy TJ is coming down with another friend of mine for, obviously, for WrestleMania. And he had asked me if I wanted to hang out on Saturday. Again, there's just so much shit going on that I don't want to commit to anything. But at the same time, there's never going to be never anything to do. You know, so it's a really cool experience. Just so much shit going on. We're still on the fence about, you know, WrestleMania. I personally would love to go. I kind of feel like being down there and not going, it's like, what the fuck's the point? You know what I mean? Like, Jersey is one thing because you're around the corner from your house. But, like, in Florida, you're there. You took the flight. Like, yes, the for me, the week is for WrestlePro, and I'm jazzed up about it. But we're all marks, you know? We're all good marks, you know? So most of us are good fans of the profession of wrestling. And to not go to Mania would almost be defeating. So I guess we'll find out, you know, if Penny Pinch and Justin wants to go, and all the guys that are down there, we'll see who's left. Because not for nothing, I think me and Payne are the ones that are staying the longest. We're getting down there Wednesday morning, and we're not leaving till Monday afternoon. And I believe Payne not even leaving till Monday night, like really late, because he got booked on a show on Monday, not Raw, which sucks, but it's still wrestling. It's still another booking, still more money. I was actually, and I think I mentioned this, I was offered a position to commentate, but real life, I have to get back to work. They're already pissed that I'm missing all these days, and I pray to God that whoever fills my spot for the next 4 days can tolerate the kid that I've been with. And some of you might be confused. The one kid that I took a picture with who two-sweets me is a wrestling fan, he's not my student. He's just a student that I used to be with when I started, and me and him just connected like quick. And the student I'm with now is a different kid. He's a troubled kid. He's a pain in the balls, but at the same time, it's rewarding. I mean, sometimes he does kick ass, and he's just very self-driven, you know, so I don't have to be up his ass the entire time. He knows what he's doing. So good luck to the sub who takes over that. So anyway, that seems to be the Orlando itinerary. I mean, there's so much shit going on. Like I said, we're never going to have a moment where I'm like, oh man, what do we do now? You know, like for Christ's sake, there's pools, there's parties, there's bars. I don't know if we're coming back alive. I don't know. I can't answer those questions. This might be the season finale or series finale of Destruction 101. I'm not sure. But it's all in good fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. A lot of boys are pumped. We've been in a group chat. Put the children to bed, man, because once us apes go running wild on the streets of Orlando, like, I just can't even, it's going to be a fucking bloodbath, and we're going to love every second of it. But as far as the matches for WrestlePro, and I'll go over this first, and then we'll take a break. We'll do Gino Gatz's Florida version, which, you know, I reviewed it, and this time I do review these things now, because I'm worried about he's going to drop another, you know, F the Yankees. He seems a little bit more serious today and this week because his boys are in action. And obviously I'll touch on that right now. First things first, before I preview any matches, my apologies to the fans who wanted to see Bull James. He had a pull off. He won't be at WrestlePro's WrestleCon debut. A side story with Bull James, and my apologies to Bull. And I talked to him on Sunday. On Twitter, there's been a guy who's been commenting, and I said this, and I put a Facebook post, which has since been deleted because I felt bad. There was a guy, I forget his screen name or whatever, his Twitter name, and everything that I put up for WrestlePro, he would have a reply with what, in his opinion, was a better match. You know, if I said it was, you know, X versus Y, he'd come in and be like, yeah, but if Z was in it, it would be fucking money. You know, it's like, all right, dude. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. That would be good. I mean, this guy was requesting Scott Steiner, Sabu, fucking Rey Mysterio. Like, it's like, all right, you know, I get it. Some of these people are draws. That's great. Sabu, not so much, I don't think. But like, at the same time, I'm like, oh, all right, well, he's just a kid playing armchair booker. But then he like comments one time, and I'm like, "Are you?" And I said, "I was like, are you ever like positive about anything?" And he comes back. He's like, "I'm a heel on Twitter, bro." And I'm like, right away, I'm like, you fucking mark. Like, the bad mark that Ryback uses. Like, you're a fucking loser if you're going to sit there and try to be a character on Twitter. Like, oh, I'm going to troll on per-. There's nothing in this world that I hate more than anything is a troll on social media. My friends are guilty as well, because some of my closest buddies are just fucking trolls, and they know who they are, because it's just annoying, and you're the nonsense that comes off of comments, and then you're like, oh, well, it's my social media, I'll do what I want. Like, I get it, you're right, but at the same time, it's like, ugh, come on. So anyway, finally, he says, I announce a match between Bull James and Chris Avery Kuehling. Chris Avery Kuehling, Big Ben, we all know him. He's a good friend of ours, he's a fucking monster, right? So I think personally, I'm like, this is great. This is going to be great for Chris, and this is going to be great for Bull. It's going to be awesome. He comes back and says, it'd be better. I wish it was better for Bull, like someone like CPA. And not to knock CPA, because I love CPA more than life, and he'll tell you how much I appreciate CPA, because I went out of my way this week to talk to him, because he was just a little, to me, he was a little off. But anyway, that's a side story for another rainy day. But he said, you know, he knocks the match again. And I finally said, you know what, man? No. Chris Avery Kuehling will fucking deliver, because he's been in the fucking business for like 7 fucking years, and he's going to do great. And if you don't like it, take your business elsewhere. And that's what I said. And Bull replies, because he's tagged on this shit, because, you know, I tagged both of them, Bull and Avery. And Bull's like, yeah, take yourself elsewhere, like my merch table, and I'll give you a free 8x10 and a t-shirt. Thank you for the support. And I'm looking at the tweet, and I'm like, I don't know what just happened. You know, like, what is he getting at? So then I would reply to Bull, and I'm like, LOL, you know, like, can you believe this guy? And no response. So after careful, like, analyzation, is that the word I'm looking for, of the tweet, I'm like, Bull's pissed at me for responding back to this kid to tell him to take his business somewhere else. So I talked to Bull on Sunday, and I said, did I do something wrong? And he said, yeah, you did. First part of the tweet saying that Chris Avery and Bull are going to kill it was good. Second part of the tweet telling him to go take his business elsewhere, you're turning into a fan, and you cross that boundary again, and you look stupid. So look, and I said sorry to him. We squashed it there. And it's like, he's a big Dallas Cowboy fan, so I'm a big, big Bull fan. But my apologies. Sometimes I get ahead of myself. Sometimes I get so angry where I'm just like, are you kidding this guy? Like, you know me, and you guys have listened to me for now 12, 13 straight weeks where I'm just not a fan of negativity. I'm just not. And it just seemed like every single thing that he was spitting out of his Twitter was negative, and I wasn't having it anymore. Especially because he was knocking one of my friends in the business that he couldn't do a good enough job to provide a good match, which is total bullshit. In my opinion, total bullshit. So anyway, WrestlePro for WrestleCon. Bull James not on there. It will be replaced by Craven Varro versus Chris Avery Kuehling. So last time we saw Craven, I think he was getting demolished by Chris Payne and then beat by Dan Moff. So this kid's seeking redemption. Chris Avery Kuehling, not so much if that's the guy you want to go against, to seek redemption. The undercard, I'm going to call it the undercard. I don't know how they're going to map it out, but like guys that really didn't get a lot of press or recognition should have, because I have a feeling that this is a chance for a lot of these guys to prove themselves on a really, really big stage. Our three stable tag teams that are just always there, you know, week after week after week and month after month. Taboo Crew, my good friend Craig Steele, and his partner Micah Jenkins taking on Team España, Jose Hosby, Javi, and Jose Hosby. I don't know why I'm just drawing a stupid blank there. I'm distracted by the kitty. But anyway, taking on Maxwell Jacob Feinstein and Valerio La Morte, the Apple Corps. Those two guys on the rise. One of those teams are just like, wow. You know, they're really bringing it, and it's really impressive. Something to be said about Maxwell Jacob Feinstein is, and this is not a shoot or anything like that, I think he's doing a very, very good job at rubbing people the wrong way. And I don't know if that's like, are you a good heel or are you being a piece of shit? I don't know. I haven't made that determination yet. But every time I see this kid on social media or anything to that effect, he's fucking good. He's really good. He just shared a highlight video. Check out that stuff on his Facebook and all his social medias. He's good. He's real good. So I don't know if he's like working me or is like, is he gonna piss the wrong person off? Like, drinking Dave is different than normal Dave. You know, drinking Dave ain't gonna take much shit. I'll tell you that right now. It's one thing to be cocky. I totally get it. He's got the look. He's got the skill set. He's great. But at the same time, it's like, he's on that last thing. And I'm just like, and I'm trying to convince myself. I'm like, you know what? This guy's an amazing heel because I hate him, but I don't hate him. It's so confusing. But anyway, triple threat tag team match. There's also a six-way, including guys like Beefcake Charlie, as said before, CPA, Sean Donovan, which I'll get more into later. My man is just fucking delivering and earned this spot wholeheartedly. Those three, Nikos Rikos is in that one. I can't remember off the top of my head, but those two matches alone can do some damage in front of a big crowd. Then you have, obviously, the marquee matches, starting off with the Hit Squad, going for the tag belts against the Bodies. Cannot wait for that one. I was talking to Justin the other day, and I said, I truly hope that closes the show. Will it? I have no idea. But that I think it could. I think a couple of these matches can close the show. Ryback Colt can close the show. So can Brian Cage against Cody Rhodes. That can close the show. So, like, there's a lot of options. And obviously, The Office, as the Blue Meanie calls him. Last week when I talked to Meanie on the Shining Wizards Destruction Combo show, he called him The Office, and that's Pat Buck, Kevin Matthews, and Mario Bacara taking on the Blue World Order. So I'm excited to see Nova. I haven't seen him in a long time. We always talk shop because he's another big Cowboy fan. A lot of big Cowboy fans out there. Imagine that. Also, what else we got? Jeff Cobb is coming into WrestlePro to wrestle Fala Ba, which is going to be incredible. Joey Ryan taking on Brandi Rhodes, which is probably going to win weirdest match of the night by far. There's more. Sanjay. Oh, the title match. Wow. I mean, this could close the show. And we got three homegrown guys in this match. And it's Sanjay Dutt, obviously not the homegrown guy. But then we have the champion, Bobby Wayward, Anthony Bowens, and Matt McIntosh. Truly, truly think that can steal a lot of vision from a lot of people. Meaning, what I say is, like, a lot of people's eyes are directed at certain matches and they're just waiting for those. I think a lot of eyes are going to be glued onto that match because all four of those guys can bring it. And when it's for the belt, it's just even better. My good and best friend in the business right now, Chris Payne, takes on Tommy Dreamer. I know he's been training extra hard at DeFranco's. If you don't know who DeFranco is, he's the one that literally drives to Connecticut to train Triple H for WrestleMania. He's also been training The Undertaker for WrestleMania. So the same guy that is training those two individuals is training Chris Payne. So Payne's taking it serious. And I've vouched for him to a lot of people, trying to get him a tryout here and there. I do this out of the kindness of my heart. I'm not on payroll. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I try to get my friends booked, it's because, A, I want to commentate their matches. B, I think they well deserve it. And C, they work hard, and I think they should be known. Like a CPA, like a Matt McIntosh. Like, you know, my friends, yeah, in the business, but at the same time, more than well deserving of a shot anywhere else. So, yeah, that's the card. I mean, I hope I didn't miss any. I don't think I missed any. But anyway, it's stacked. It's hopefully, you know, I think we saw four, maybe three second row tickets left available, front row, all four sides sold out. The capacity is 1,500 people. So that's the goal. If people catch wind that the first show is on 8:30 on a Thursday, I got a good feeling. I told everybody I love the time slot. I was also a fan of the PWS 4:30 in the morning time slot. And look how good that went. So at the same time, I'm just excited for WrestlePro. I'm excited for the weekend. I just think it's going to be the time of our fucking lives, and I really can't thank Pat enough for the opportunity to go down there, commentate on the biggest stage. You know, I don't know what else I'm doing. It doesn't matter. You know, you could have told me I'm going down there to ring the fucking bell for every match. I don't really care. To be a part of WrestlePro for something so big and so revolutionary, and I remember how I felt being in and active at SuperCard 2014, when I had a match, and I was in that match with Mario Bacara with the tag team title match on the line, and I was in that match. And so I got to work Mo plenty of times during my tag team run with Damian Gibbs, and it was surreal. There's just so many people. Everywhere you look, there was another fan. So And then the second night was the whole Bret Hart fiasco. And that was enjoyable, I think. So maybe not to Bret, but others. But anyway, that's the show weekend lineup. I'm going to take a quick break. Oh, and before I forget, there's also a sponsor that might be coming on board. They asked for my email and my contact information very, very soon. I would love to announce that when it's official. Keep your fingers crossed. If you're a friend of mine, it would be fucking awesome if I got a podcast supporter and a sponsor. So we'll be right back. You'll hear from Gino Gotz, and we'll finish this bad boy up, and then we will board a motherfucking plane tomorrow.
Thought it was out, they pull me back in. That's right, folks. You thought I was fired last week, but Gino Gotz knows a guy who knows a guy, and I'm right back here on Destruction 101 Podcast. So what do you hear? What do you say? What have I hear? I hear that we got WrestleMania weekend coming up, and that means WrestleCon, which that means the debut of WrestlePro in Orlando, Florida. Now I want to talk about the sleeper match. The match we're all going to be talking about when this show's over. The Taboo Crew, the Bad Man, Micah Jenkins, the Big Deal, Craig Steele, along with Vanity and myself, taking on two of the best up-and-coming teams this industry has ever seen. The Team España, Jose and Hose B, managed by that old decrepit hag, Coach D. We've also got the Apple Corps, Valerio La Morte, you know, I hear good things about that kid. He's going to be a superstar one day. And Maxwell Jacob Feinstein. You know, I'm pretty sure I held a victory over that guy. And they're backed by the wonderful, the gorgeous, the beautiful, the dangerous, the sexy Casey Catal. Now, if Coach D wants to get involved, I'm going to take his decrepit ass and put him in one of the retirement communities Orlando has to offer. And if Casey Catal decides to get involved, well, Vanity, she's going to... Wait. Let's back up a minute. If Coach D gets involved, Vanity's going to kick his head off. And if Casey Catal gets involved, well, Gino Gotz is going to show her what Gino Gotz, you know what I mean? That's all I got this week. Please join us in Orlando, Florida. WrestleCon, WrestlePro, come party with the crew after, as only the crew can do. We'll pop some bottles, we'll smoke some cigars, we'll get some broads, and we're going to have a great time. Remember, you're only as good as your last envelope, so keep that hustle going, baby.
Oh, Gino, coming back strong, brother. That's what I'm talking about. As he addressed the sleeper match I was talking about, is that triple threat tag team match that's going down in Orlando. Dude, why don't you just tell Casey that you want her? I don't know. I mean, come on. I mean, we all have or did or what? Where am I going with that? Anyway, we're back and we are ready to rock and roll for section number two, the second half of this thing. My next note was partying on Saturday, but this past Saturday. Yeah, okay. I was going to go over what happened with my weekend. So I popped bottles because I'm bougie as fuck. Apparently. So I go out on Saturday night to Chris Michael's Steakhouse, which I haven't gone to in just forever. The last time I stepped foot in that building, I was dating the most evil person alive. And maybe she's dead. And if she is, oops. But anyway, yeah, so that's the last time I was there. It was fun. Same kind of deal. We had like bottle service, but we were in like this small little booth. This time, me and all my boys and the gals and all this other, you know, big group of people, excuse me, we're all out to celebrate my buddy's birthday, and we had like a whole top section to ourselves, so it was really nice, and I drank my face off like a fish, and then on top of that, like I was like, yeah, let's go eat, let's go to the diner. Dude, I didn't walk into my house until 4:15 in the morning. I haven't done that since, I can't even tell you, and I'm like, the whole next day, obviously, you're affected. You're just like, I wasn't really hungover. And it's funny, and I'm not counting my chickens, but like, I can drink vodka now and feel okay, as long as it's like top quality vodka, like your Tito's, or for instance, I took an Uber. Three Olives. Three Olives vodka. Like, if you do like a house vodka, then you're going to wake up tomorrow with like the worst hangover. But I slugged them back pretty well, and I was just tired the next day. But my BBWF debut was on Sunday, so I knew I had to kind of clear the cobwebs and just get ready to rock and roll. So that's what I did. And it was interesting. It was I got there around 4, where the ring was already set up. My bad. You know, like I asked Pat in the morning. I said, "Dude, what time are we going?" I said 4. He goes, "Yeah, that works." So a lot of people showed up at 3 and got the ring set up. So whoops. But got to meet a lot of different people. I got to work with Mark Adam Haggerty in the beginning. We were going over the production value of it, like, you know, what's going to happen. And lo and behold, before I knew it, there was just so much going on. And Mark has a big hand in that company with the icon Dan Ram, that he said, "You know what? I'm not going to be able to do commentary with you." And I'm like, shit. Like, okay. Like, so what does that mean? He's like, "Well, you're on your own." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, then I'm jacking my price up." I'm kidding. But I did. But anyway, so I do commentary, not by myself. I had Jackson Smart, which is his gimmick name. He's the manager of Mark House, and very funny dude. I had a ball with him, and then I'm gonna butcher his name. Rico de la Vega, I think, is his worker name. This was actually pretty big for me because Rico is the Spanish color commentator for Ring of Honor. So I knew I had to kind of bring it. I'm like, okay, this guy's been where I want to be. So let me just kick the shit out of this fucking, you know, this broadcast. And I think I did. I had a lot of the boys laughing because a lot of these guys were set up right in front of me watching the matches before their matches. I cannot say enough, and this is a true story from the heart. I cannot say enough about the match I saw between Sean Donovan and Danny Moff. I'll call it how it is. There was like 25 to 30 people in the crowd. It was very, very light. I don't know if that's the trend. I don't know if it's just because it's Sunday. I don't really know. But it's almost as if it didn't matter to these guys, because they were waiting for this match for a long, long time. And when I say they brought it, it was probably one of the better matches I've seen since I've been around. And that's not even, I'm not even kidding. What Sean Donovan doesn't realize is that when I was 18 or 19, I went to a PBA benefit show in Woodbridge, outdoors. Little did I know the wrestling that was going to be there was IWF. Sean Donovan was just a rookie, brand new into the sport. And I met him. And I got an autograph from Sean Donovan when I was I was 16 years old. Yeah, not 18. I couldn't drive. I didn't drive there. So I was 16 years old. I was a kid. I got all the autographs. I met everybody I could. Who knows who was there that I just didn't realize I was meeting at the time. But, yeah, Donovan, he brought it, man. He brought it. Him and Moff, hard-hitting, Chop City, fucking suplexes all around, like... Donovan kicks out of a burning hammer, to my surprise, because I'm ready to just call it to be over. If I had to compare it to a match, look, there's certain matches that go down as the best matches ever in professional wrestling. Shawn Michaels Undertaker 2 might be one of my top 3 favorite matches ever. It gave me the resemblance of that, because there's a lot of false finishes and a lot of like, please just stay the fuck down, Donovan, because Moff is kicking your ass. It was great. And if you missed it, that sucks. I mean, I'm sure it'll be put up online with commentary and stuff by Mark, but to be there live and to experience it was just, bar none, some of the coolest shit I've watched. So now my notes are saying gym tan laundry. Oh, well, I'm just doing my final preps. I did not tan. I did my laundry and I got my hair cut today on Tuesday. So shout out to the Made Man Barbershop, who keeps me, I dare say, fresh. And then people were like, "Well, wasn't he used to say that?" Yeah, well, then you can fuck Eric for that one, because that was just the worst one line of all time. It was just to pop him, like many of his other ideas were just to pop him. But anyway, somewhat of an announcement. I didn't make it yet because I didn't want to say anything because I didn't know. And I still don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure like it's like 90% done deal. I've worked for four companies now, if you count the BBWF. Once I add tier one, that's five. Sixth promotion coming my way is in June. I will be working alongside Pete Rosato for BCW in Queens, the Bree Championship or Bree Combat. Fuck, probably should know that. But anyway, I'll be working there. He hit me up on Saturday when I was drinking my face off, which is a fun conversation because I'm just like, yeah, I'm here. Let's talk, you know, as if I'm not, you know, knee deep in alcohol. But yeah, so that's exciting. I'm excited about that. WrestleMania. That's this week. I mean, that's what we're all talking about. I actually have a couple questions WrestleMania related, so I guess we'll go that way first. Somebody asked me, one of the questions, I believe it was Raymond Sanchez, asked me if I think the WrestleMania build this year is good. I think it's great. I haven't watched SmackDown yet to find, you know, that part of it, but overall, I just love how people jump all over this shit. Like, ugh, the build is horrible. The build is shitty. But like by a week and a half away to a week away, you're downloading the song, you know, you're making your predictions, you're excited about everything. So everybody gets behind this thing and they're like, oh, the build sucks. But then like you realize over time, like, oh, okay, it's getting good again. It never was bad. It was never bad. Things take time to build. You hate Roman Reigns now. You love The Undertaker. That's the build. That's how it... There is no effort by Vince to try to make Reigns the good guy in this match. There's just not. Who do I think wins, walks out of that one? Unfortunately, I think... No. Correct me. This is my prediction. I think... And this is something my friend Brett told me, and I totally agree. In Undertaker's last match, whenever that is, and I don't think it's this one, his last match, he may lose. To give the hurrah, goodbye, thanks for coming. I don't want to see him lose to Roman Reigns. Nah, I just don't. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, look, nothing in wrestling makes sense. You know, everything's kind of weird. But like at the same time, nah, I just can't see it. I can't see it. The other builds, Jericho Owens, like, amazing. Whoever wins, doesn't matter. The build-up was great. The title match, Goldberg-Lesnar, I know a lot of people shit on this. Me being a Brock Lesnar fan, I love it. And I hope Brock walks out the champ. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Oh, well. You know, but I think, you know, you got Lesnar being on the defense right now. And I think that vouches well for him. So, that's what I think. I mean, I could be wrong. But, you know, there's so many other shit. Like Shane McMahon, AJ. I think the build is great. It was recent, but it's great. It goes in. I think Shane, he always does something, you know? And if you don't think that by now or know that by now, then you really, I mean, can you really call yourself a fan? You know Shane's involved, and he'll make sure he does everything in his power to steal the show. I'm not going to run down the whole card, but, like, you know, the notable ones you really look forward to. Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. You tell me that's not a big build? You know, like, the build, I think, of this year's WrestleMania is just as good as it is every year. Even when the card first starts coming out and you're like, ugh, starting to shape up, like, oh, I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. That doesn't make any sense or whatever. Like, by the time that fucking pre-show starts at 5 o'clock, you're glued and you're ready to rock. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no, like, oh, I won't watch that match. Like, you're watching the whole thing. Stop lying to yourself. Okay? Stop lying to yourself. But, yeah, another question from Kathy Hummer, one of my favorites. She says, what was my favorite moment from WrestleMania 29? That's when WrestleMania was in Jersey. Well, I could say the tailgate, but we're not supposed to talk about that. So, I don't know, man. I got really drunk that day. Like, I got really drunk that day where I'm just bombed. I'm sitting with my boy Brett, and I don't remember much. I mean, obviously, I know the matches because I watched them back. But that night, I think physically I checked out after Punk Taker, and that was it. Like, I forget nothing. I mean, I forget everything. I was pumped about Ryback because I was a big Ryback fan back then. as if I'm not now. But yeah, so I guess that's my favorite. The Ryback match, seeing him in person, like just wrestle, and again, a big blur, unfortunately. A comment that was made by Mike Malario, Mr. Number One Minion of Coach D, says he can't wait to see me on NXT calling the matches. Well, I can't wait either. So, it'd be great. I mean, the sky's the limit. I always put over all my co-broadcasters. You're only as good as the guy that's working next to you. I mean, you can only... There's only one Joey Styles, you know what I mean, that can run with it by himself and just fucking talk to himself and, oh my God, I'm doing all his shit. Like, there's only one. So I think a broadcast team is where it's at. I'm just blessed to have certain people give me positive feedback. I've been hearing it a lot in the last couple weeks, whether it be good or funny or whatever. You know, just I love wrestling and I love talking. Clearly, I got a fucking podcast. So you mix that all together and magic can happen. Who knows, man? Today, as I record this, is 3 years since I tore my ACL. And when I tore my ACL and my meniscus, and I was told surgery required immediately, and you're going to be out of work for 6 months, maybe your boss will keep your job. Like, and I had a good paying career, man. At the time, I was a warehouse manager, following in the footsteps of my father, who put us all, you know, put the greatest life together for me and my brother, running a warehouse. You know what I mean? So, like, I knew I was on that path. And when I went down with injury, you just, man, everything just kind of goes to shit. You think your life is over. Things happen. You bounce back. I was in a very dark place at the time. I knew that I would only survive certain days if I popped as many pills as I possibly could just to get through the day and no pain. But then when pills are popping, you're making a lot of bad decisions. And you're treating the right people the wrong way. And it's just a bad lifestyle to get behind. And I know people are still struggling with that to this day. Lucky for me, I got out of it. I bounced out of it myself. It didn't take any rehab as far as mental to get off the pills. I stopped. I did my physical rehab. Shout out to Sean Basinger. You want to go see a great doctor, a rehab doctor, that's the guy. But yeah, I mean, anything like that can set you back, but it's all about turning your life around and just setting mini goals. Like, my theory is if you could set mini goals and keep accomplishing these mini goals, you're going to have a better success rate. You're going to feel better about yourself because shit, I mean, you feel better about yourself once you accomplish a goal. If you're sitting there setting a goal from now, and I want to drop 50 pounds by Christmas, that's a long drag. It's a very long drag. If I say I want to drop 5 pounds before I leave for Florida 3 weeks ago, I can do that. And once I meet that goal, it's like, oh shit, I just kicked the shit out of that goal. So, going off on a tangent, as usual. But I hope you enjoyed this episode because, again, wanted to preview a little bit of everything. My itinerary, WrestleMania, WrestleCon. WrestleCon's going to be great. Go see everybody. Go buy their merchandise. Go get their autographs. Go take your pictures. All that good shit. You can follow me on Twitter, at Dave Sturch. You can follow me on Instagram, Dave Destruction, without the E. DaveStruction. Same thing on Snapchat, but add a 2 to that. And facebook.com/destruction101 because that makes some fucking sense. facebook.com/Dave Sturcio if you want to add me on Facebook. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank the future sponsors, hopefully. I hope everybody has a fantastic WrestleMania week. I know Thursday it starts off with everybody's going to watch. If they're not down in Orlando, you're going to be watching Kevin Matthews make his debut on Impact. So congrats to Kev. Friday night's the Hall of Fame. Would I love to go to that? Sure, why not? But again, itineraries are tentative. So if we all make it back in one piece, you can give us a high five when you come see us in the Starland Ballroom at the end of April. Check out BBWF at the end of April. Check out Battle Club Pro and Tier 1's combo show at the end of April. Tier 1 in April. A lot of April shit. So I'm very excited about that. Yeah, so you can follow me on all social media. Feed Me More Nutrition. Go to feedmemore.com. enter the promo code DAVES10 at checkout to get 10% off. I know a lot of you guys have done it. I hope the products are working for you because they work for me. And I feel the best I've felt in fucking years. And that's not even, I'm not kidding. I'm not a salesman. I have not got paid to do this. I want you to feel your best. So go check that out. Go check out all the podcasts on the Shining Wizards Network. Go check out the Conversation with the Big Guy with Pat Buck and Ryback. And I will see you all in Orlando, hopefully. If not, I will see you guys when I get back. All right? Enjoy, folks. See you later.
Red light, green light. Everybody take a shot. Red light, green light. Give me everything you got. Red light.
Mr. 305. Flow Rider and Lunch Money. Three Miami boys. You know what time it is.
Give me the green light.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm ready to go.
What I preach, if you know what I mean. I'm about that, mommy. Yeah, I got the key and I'ma lock that, mommy. Yeah, we can roll and I'ma rock that, mommy. I do what I say and say what I mean. Now let me jump in between. I'm getting loose in this thing. Like OJ, the juice in this thing. Feeling like left eye, boy, I burn the roof in this thing. I got all the women getting naked, feeling like Luke in this thing. Think it's a game. Now I got the green lit and the green right. All I need is, mommy, for you to give me the green light. So I can run through it like an easy pass. Find a G-spot and step on the gas.
Give me the green light.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm ready to go.
When the light turn green,
Lego.
Give me what I asked for. I got a passport, Mr. International. I hit the airport. If you knew the kind of work that I transport, that Rihanna do me dirt to the crash course. I like the cleanest, greenest, leanest. Arena Venus, flow a genius. Smoking Phoenix, you never seen this. I have a dream this. That 200 on the dash got me fiending. So I'm trying to ride out, slide out. Rally stripes in the 500, bye-bye.
Have a good time. What you waiting for? You only got one life. And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light. Cause I'm ready to go.
Take a shot. Red light, green light. Give me everything you got.